And welcome, everybody, to episode 744 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman, the Bold Gentleman. How are you?
I'm good, I guess. I'm good. I don't guess I am good.
Glad the week's over.
Yeah, I think we're all glad the week's over, man, for sure. Okay, I was having some Skype issues earlier. Breakman would have appreciated that, man. It was crazy. Like, it wouldn't access my mic and wanted me to restart a bunch of times and ask for my password. And
did you swap your computer out when you weren't looking?
You know what? I bet you Breakman came to my house and put his old...
You said you wouldn't say anything,
Aaron. I think we're good now, though. I think I fixed the issue. I think we're... We won't have that problem again, although I don't know why I have to log in every damn time, but whatever, it's over. Okay, I think with the latest update, they make you log in, like, every single time, which is shitty, but whatever.
I don't have to log in.
Well, I do. Again, I'm on a Mac.
And again, it's attached to Windows, so it's probably permanently logged in.
Yeah, well, I mean, mine was working great until this latest update today, so... Whatever. All right, let's get started with the news here.
RPG News.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says Skype issues are greater than DQ8. How dare you? How dare you? All right,
Eric, in terms of annoyance, at least.
I guess. Okay, go ahead, Eric. You're first up.
From RPG site, we've got a few delistings from NIS. America, and there's 6 games across PSN and Switch, which include God Wars and Natural Doctrine, also Demon Gaze, Demon Gaze 2, and The Lost Child.
Yeah. Not a big deal. I was reading. It's just, like, a different publisher now, I guess, so, you know, it happens like that. You have to... renegotiate your deals. Most times it's the same deal that was, you know, before, maybe a little bit
more.
And
there's no word on whether or not they'll renew those contracts, or...
I'm guessing they will.
Or they'll be republished under the old publisher.
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing they'll reissue. You know, not a problem. But it always sucks to see stuff
delisted. I doubt Natural Doctrine is going to get renewed, though, because it's a PS3 game.
That's a possibility.
PS3 / PS4 / Vita, because I think they did a PS4 version of Natural Doctrine, like, really early on when the PS4 was new.
Yeah. Okay. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from, I'm scrolling here, RPG site. Bandai Namco announces action RPG based on Akira Toriyama's Sandland. Dive into a desert world where both humans and demons suffer from extreme water shortage. I'm skipping ahead. Playing as Beelzebub, players will be able to explore a vast world accompanied by his unlikely group of demons and humans. Whether roaming in various vehicles or traveling by foot, players will encounter dangers as well as helpful characters they meet in the vast desert while uncovering Sandland's many secrets.
Yeah.
Vehicular and character. So there's vehicular and character combat, by the way.
I was trying to play the trailer, but, I mean, hey, Toriyama's a delight, at least his artwork is anyway, so, I really like it. It's perfect. It reminds me of a lot of, you know, Dragon Ball Z / Dragon Quest stuff, so, I mean, just looks awesome. I mean,
I read Sandland, and my biggest problem with it is that, one, it was extremely short, two, it was mostly a retread of the first arc of Dragon Ball. But yeah. Instead of looking for the Dragon Balls, they're looking for the spring that will hopefully fix their drought problems.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fine. I mean, too short of a game, that's a valid complaint, but...
Well, this game is coming out that is being based on the upcoming film adaptation of the manga.
Gotcha.
And hopefully the movie can iron out some of the weaker points of the manga itself.
Okay.
Having more time to, you know, make characters be developed.
Yeah. I hear that, Eric. Okay, let's move on to the next.
The manga is like, I think it's like 6 chapters long.
I mean, it looks great. I mean, it looks like Toriyama artwork, you know. And of course, my links are taking forever because, you know. just how it is.
Because they can.
Yeah, just because they can and they will. I mean, I could upgrade the RAM on this, but I think I'm just going to get a new computer. It's you know, it's pretty expensive.
I'm going to teach you the fucking lesson for letting you down right now.
That's right. You tell them, Breakman. Silverwolf informs players that Honkai Star Rail arrives on PS5 in quarter four. So that's the story. I know. I don't think I'm
going to... Why are they waiting so long to do a PS5 version of this game?
I don't know.
They completely ignore PS4, too.
Well, I think the PS4 is coming to the end, right? Like it's... I mean,
they're still making games for it.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of... I mean, this may be the last year, I'm thinking, Eric. So
Sony still have, like, that 10-year lifespan for their systems?
It varies.
Because there's an article later on in the week, or in the... later on in the news that has a game that probably will also get a PS4 version.
Yeah.
And well, it'll be 2024 by that point.
Look, I just read a story that they just came out with a brand new GameCube game. So, I mean...
It's probably a self-published game.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
being sold anywhere else but the website that it's being sold.
I mean, there's not much gameplay in this trailer, so I can't tell you guys whether it looks good or not. I don't know if it's homebrew. I can't remember what the name of the game was, but I mean, the fact that there's a game coming out, a brand new game for the GameCube, I mean, 2023, it's crazy.
The Dreamcast still gets new games.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true, too. I did see that. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is The Lies of P has got a release date. This story is really more about how the game got delayed until September 19th rather than its release date being September 19th, because I think the game was supposed to be coming out in August at some point. So it's delayed by about a month.
Yeah. It took me to a website when I tried to click on the video. I'm playing the video now as we speak. If you guys want to see the videos live, just make sure and join RP Grinders every Friday at 7 Eastern time. And you can see the videos, but not much gameplay in this one either.
I'm sick of this bullshit. Why even just...
Well, I think they already kind of showed us gameplay before, so they're going to do show more of the story aspects this time.
Okay, that's fair then.
Yeah. I mean, when you don't see gameplay in a trailer, it's an automatic turn-off, you know? It's like why even bother?
Unless they're doing, like, what Eric said, like, they're trying to show off, like, specific things with specific trailers. But if you just have, like, one big trailer or you have several trailers and it's mostly video and very little gameplay,
But it was shown at the Summer Games Fest, which is Keighley's attempt to sort of renew the spark that E3 left behind.
Yeah.
And it was a big wet fart for most
people. Yeah.
And, of course, it's possessed of the same problems that the E3 pressers usually had, where they'd show nothing but cinematics.
Yeah. I hate that. All right. Let's see. Who's next? I think it's Break's turn next.
Oh, crap. It is. I mean, coming to us live from RPG site, Persona 3 Remake is officially called Persona 3 Reload, coming in early 2024.
I'm taking a cue from Metallica. Let's see how it is. Okay. Very good. Persona 3, some people make the argument.
Hopefully they can make the game's ending not nearly as depressing as it was originally, and get rid of the homophobia and transphobic stuff that happens during Operation Babe Hunt either eliminating Operation Babe Hunt from the story.
Why do you care?
To the point where they do the extra stuff and just get to the point where they just find Igus instead.
Eric, why do you care if it's got a depressing ending or not? Like, don't you care, like, artistic?
I think the biggest problem with Persona 3 is that none of the characters are interesting enough for you to have an emotional attachment for it to matter. And I feel like the game doesn't have a lot to say in terms of, like, any kind of social commentary. It's just depressing for the sake of being depressing.
Okay. I don't care about depressing endings because, I mean, it's different from the norm, right? We always talk about Hollywood endings in movies. Not everything is peachy you know, awesome in life. So why do we have, I mean, there are certain movies and they don't play well, like for focus groups because of endings. Like a lot of times they'll change the ending because the focus group will say something akin to what you just said, Eric. It's too depressing. So they change the ending. And I'm like, look, this is not the director's vision or the writer's vision. Let's, you know, let's stick with that and make our own, you know, kind of, you know, decisions. But I guess it does mean
more.
Well,
like I said, that's the biggest problem with Persona 3's entire theming, because it doesn't really have anything to say in terms of why it does what it does. It just does it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes in life, everything isn't peachy clear. You know what I'm saying, Eric? So maybe that was the developer's intentions. I don't know. But maybe
I don't think so. I think they had, like, a few ideas that they were tossing around for how to revitalize the series after the previous three entries, and they didn't realize them. And they were sort of more realized in 4 and 5.
Mm. I like 3 quite a bit. It was the game that got people up in arms for the Personas.
I don't remember being that big of a controversy. It was something some people talked about.
No, it was a huge controversy.
Because I'm pretty sure Persona was still pretty niche at that point.
No, it was a big controversy. Basically, Persona 3 put that whole series kind of on the map for everybody to the mainstream, and in a big way.
People were talking about it.
Because they
weren't before.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It was very controversial at the time. I remember covering it for sure. Speaking of Persona, Persona 5 Tactica is a Persona 5 strategy RPG releasing in November 2023.
Also, a lot of people are worried that this game isn't coming to other platforms because the trailer just mentioned Xbox and PC. But, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's coming to other platforms. Trailers typically do this.
Yeah, it's fine.
And it's funny because Atlas was supposed to do this announcement later.
Yeah, and it got released.
Instagram spoiled it.
Yeah, Instagram spoiled it. Instagram spoils a lot of things. All right.
It was their own Instagram account. They leaked it themselves, but I think they leaked it maybe a bit too early.
A little bit early, yeah. All right, Eric, you're up.
I mean, controlled leaks is what companies do to prevent leaks from happening from outside sources.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's get on with it. We got to get through
this. And we kind of knew it was coming anyway, so.
Yeah, Eric, come on, let's go, dude.
But there's Persona 5 Tactica, and that's the other Persona announcement.
I just said that. What's the next story, Eric?
Terra Memoria, which is a cozy turn-based RPG, which is announced for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So everything but the PS4 and the Xbox.
I've never heard of a RPG called Cozy, but that makes me want to play this.
I'm guessing it's another way of saying comfort RPG?
I guess. Like a turn-based type thing? That'd be nice.
It doesn't say anything about it being tactics, but it has an isometric view, so I'm guessing they're trying to capture that Breath of Fire 3/4 feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, next story. Who is it? Breakman? Is it Breakman?
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Mystical coming-of-age RPG Grifford Academy announced for PC and mobile devices. Great.
Break. They said the magic word, man. Mobile devices. Mobile device card game would even be better, you know?
Oh, here, this is interesting. A dynamic soundtrack with original tracks from Pearlium, Kiat from the Syndicate, and IMBA.
Did you just say Pearl Jam?
No, Yim. Pearl Yim.
Pearl Yam.
Oh, Pearl Yam. I got you.
Yim, sorry.
No, I would not say Pearl Jam and recommend that to anybody.
I like the first album, man. Other than that, I'm good.
I don't know who IMBA is.
I never liked Pearl Jam.
Or Kiat.
I like a few songs from Pearl Jam. Hey, but you can't understand what he's saying like half the time. Hey, Lou.
So
You know, it's like you can't really, like, he, like, mumbles through the words, like, again. You like, get, like, one word, like, at the end that you understand, you know. You're like, yeah, okay, all right, cool. I know one word. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next story, which is loading for me. This is...
That's how I feel, like, with the lead singer from Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Did that song and then... And Blue Dragon called Eternity.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Enclave HD set to release on June 29th for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. So there's your story there. And I think this one had a little bit of gameplay. It sort of looks like a bit like Kingdoms of Amalur in a way. Just not quite as
colorful. I never got around to playing Enclave when it was new back then.
Yeah. Yeah, neither did I. It didn't look super interesting to me, but okay.
So I'm surprised they even bothered.
Yeah, I know. It looks like an action RPG, you know. It's like standard fare, drab environments. Of course, this thing came out originally on what? Like very early.
Instead of remastering this game, maybe they should have just, you know, done a remake.
A remake would have probably been better. Yeah, I agree.
It was probably cheaper, though, so that's what they did.
Yeah, of course.
No question it's cheaper just to do a review.
Right. I mean, paying somebody like Blue Point for something like this would be crazy, right? Okay, Eric, next story, please.
Next story. World of Horrors finally getting out of early access.
Yes! World of Horrors? I'm in.
No, horror.
Oh, horror. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah, it's coming to consoles.
Who cares about World of Horror? I want to know more about the World of Horror.
Yeah, me too, man. That's for sure.
Anyways, it's coming out consoles, except for the Xbox. I'm sure that's going to happen eventually, just not now. October 19th is release date. And... it originally released on early access in February of 2020.
Would it have hurt them to make it in color? Would it have hurt?
I'm pretty sure they did it intentionally.
Yeah, I know they did this intentionally, and it looks great for a black and white.
They did it to like mimic the Genji Ijo.
Manga style. I know, and it looks okay. It looks pretty good, but man, a little splash of color would have did really... Oh wow.
Reminds me of those old Macintosh games.
Yeah, like Oregon Trail or, you know, like old Mac games. Like, where in the world's Carmen Sandiego? Except this is World of Horror. And it looks good. I mean, I'm going to be honest. You know, you...
$20. And the following language support for English, German, French, Japanese, simplified Chinese.
Hey, break, Chinese, you want
Korean,
a little more...
and Polish.
You want a little more Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder. You want a little more Eddie Vedder break? Hey, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good, right?
That could be the soundtrack in the World of Horror.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up and take my money, Freak 5 says. It looks pretty good, man. Like I said, a little bit of color might have went a long way. Like maybe some red splashes here and there, but whatever. It looks okay.
Maybe there are. We just haven't seen any.
I'm down. I'm down for anything horror or horror. You know, either one. Fine with me. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Dark Deity 2 announced for PC. There you go.
That's cool. I still need to play the first game.
Eric, that's a kind of a common theme with you, dude. I still need to play the first game. It looks pretty cool.
I mean, looking at these screenshots, this looks like a game that I would absolutely adore.
Yeah, this is like a tactical.
It's basically Fire Emblem-ish.
Yeah. You would like Fire Emblem a lot, Break. I'm surprised you haven't played Fire Emblem.
I know. I'm bad. I'm ashamed of myself.
You have a Switch, so you really should, man.
Yeah, oh! Dark Deity is on the Switch.
Break, man.
I'd have to top playing Civ.
Hey, Break, man. Just to let you know, for whatever reason, Best Buy has PlayStation 5s now. So... Mm. They're starting to become more available.
Walmart had one when I walked in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're starting to become more and more available, just to let you know. But I got a stinko about the controller when we get to stinkos, but whatever.
It's pitiful battery life.
No, the battery life's fine.
Let's not.
I'll talk about it when we get to Stinkles. Let's continue on here. Talking about Brakes game. Which one was Brakes game, Freak 5?
The World of Horrors.
Oh, World of Horrors. Yeah, shut up and take my money too, Freak 5, for sure. Adventure game Questmaster lets you create Zelda-style dungeons.
There's another game that's also being called, Link. It was called something Maker instead, though, but it's basically the same idea.
This looks fun, but I mean, I'll just play the old Zelda games like Minish Camp and, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's...
Yeah, I don't want to make dungeons. I want to play somewhere.
Yeah, I'd rather play, you know, other people's, like, developers' dungeons. You know, I watched this guy named Ryukar.
I mean, this game might have, like, a scenario, and I'd be willing to play that, but I'm not interested in the whole creation aspect.
No, creating game, I'm not creative enough. Like, I could tell somebody this is what I want, and, you know, that might make a decent game, but doing it myself, that's what developers are for. It's why we pay the big bucks to play
games.
The story
is that you're a hero who's also a plumber, and they're plumbing a dungeon.
Wow. Hmm. Okay. I mean, it looks cool, but...
Mario's a plumber?
And then he comes across a barrier that he can't pass, and then he obviously wants to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a Zelda clone, and it looks fantastic, but I don't want to create it. You know, I want someone else to create that game and let me play it. It's, you know, just not my thing to create. It's like Sackboy. Like that one Sackboy game, like, great, looks great, but, man, I'm not creative enough to make levels. You know, I'd rather play someone else's levels. All right, let's see. That was my story, so... Eric, next story.
It's my turn. Remember the Knights of the Old Republic 2 being sold on the Switch and them promising that they could restore the cut content from the original release of the game?
Yes. This pisses me off.
Yeah, they canceled it.
Bunch and, of BS.
I don't know, I just... things are going really bad at Aspyr, and I'm pretty sure at this rate, the remake for KOTOR is going to get canceled as well.
Yeah, and that sucks because KOTOR is a great game. It's a great game. And then
it just pisses me off. And compensations. Here's a free Star Wars game. Like, they probably have most of the Star Wars games, you know?
Yeah, but look at what they're offering here. They're offering Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2 on Steam. Yippity-doo. You know?
They're not offering anything special.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 on the Switch.
Well,
ooh, yippity-doo.
If you wanted Republic Commando or The Force Unleashed, though, I guess you can go ham on that.
Republic Commando sucks.
But I never did buy Knights of the Old Republic on Switch. So if I bought this game now, can I get a key?
Yes.
For Knights of the Old Republic?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But still,
Jedi Knight Academy and Force Unleashed are fun games.
Force Unleashed is okay.
No, it's just before. So if I bought it now, I'd probably get nothing.
Why? Like, if they gave you, like, they should do something like, we'll give you the one of the options is the DLC for you know, the future DLC for the new Star Wars game. You know, that would have been cool. You know, that would have been something of value. They're not offering any value there. That really, I mean, that's super disappointing. Everybody,
I don't actually think that the KOTOR remake is going to get canceled. I think it's just going to have to reset, and then it'll come out like what, 4 years later, maybe.
Yeah, probably. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming it'll to change, us. It changed developer hands. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name, launches November 9th. I like that title.
Yeah.
Sounds like the James Bond version of Like a Dragon.
It you know, I think it's going to be a modern take on the Yakuza series. It looks pretty good from the screenshots that I saw. So the Yakuza games are great. I've delved in.
Let me see. This is interesting. It's got the PlayStation 5, Xbox. Oh, never mind. There it is. Xbox Series is the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Steam, and pretty much everything but the Switch.
Yeah, which it'll come out later on the Switch, just in a shittier form. like everything else.
I don't think so. They haven't done Switch Yakuza yet.
There's a strip club sim on Steam?
They tried doing port of Yakuza 1 and 2, and they weren't even the like HD remasters. They were just ports of the original PS2
games. And they couldn't even do it?
And they never localized those.
Oh, well.
And they sold like shit, so of course they're not going to try again.
Yeah. All right, Remnant 2 coming to us live from Gamatsu.
But I will say this, that this game is going to be digital only, which makes me annoyed.
Okay. Remnant 2 launches July 25th, according to Gamatsu. So there you go. If you were... I don't even know what Remnant 1 it was.
Remnant from the Ashes.
Oh, Remnant from the Ashes. I got you. There's no...
I thought this game was coming out in the fall. It's this soon?
apparently, man. July 25th. So there you go. And there is a trailer, but it's age-restricted, so, you know, can't really...
That's yet another game I need to play.
Let's take a look at the trailer here.
The original.
Let's see what's going on with the trailer here. You know what? We're going to have a hard time. Oh, here we go. Partial nudity. Ooh, I better not.
Ooh, what?
Better not. The graphics look good on it. I can say that. So, there you go. All right. That's about it for the news. Can't believe we got through it fairly quickly, gentlemen.
There's going to be a Capcom presser next week, so I'm.
And guess what? They won't announce anything Mega Man.
Well, they might, but they probably won't because they probably won't.
Yeah,
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, homie discounts. Those were from last week, right, Eric?
Yes, I need to delete those.
Okay, hold on. Let me get. We do have a Dear Breakman. Hold on one second here.
Gus Cowbell.
More cowbell. I think it needs more cowbell break. Dear Breakman, if your penis made a noise every time it got hard, what noise would you want it to make?
I think probably the level up music from Dragon Quest.
Ooh, I like that. Let me see if I can find that.
I mean, you're growing right there, right? What else? That's an interesting question. What songs would work there, you know? I'm coming up with nothing on this one. I need help, Frank.
I like the idea of Dragon Quest level up, but let's take a peek here.
If there's just like a song. There's gotta be a song.
Like that? Oh, no, this one.
You're about to play it.
Yeah, hold on. This one. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, I like that. That would be pretty good. What about the victory music from Final Fantasy? You know,
that reminds me, during the whole presser, I left it out because, well, it's a vague release day of 2024, but that's when Rebirth comes out for Final Fantasy VII, and they announced it that they were so proud of it, 2-disc, because they can't fucking fix their compression issue that the entire fucking industry has.
Yeah.
Where they won't compress their games and optimize them.
Yeah, meanwhile, Eric...
It's acknowledging the problem and then deciding to sidestep it instead of, you know, address the problem.
Lightsaber sound? Hold on.
Use it as a selling point. Fucking Square.
Yeah, Square it's sucks, stupid, man. It's
oh, what is this?
Hold on. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Hold on. I'm trying to get like an actual lightsaber sound. Like, you know, like.
Why don't you just give us the Vader No sound instead?
No! I wish I had that. That would be pretty awesome. How about this? Hold on. Ooh, that's really
good.
It's really good, Freak Five. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good one.
What about like Master of Puppets? Because my penis would be the Master of the Puppets at that point.
Master of Pup. Ooh, hold on. Like the beginning. Master, right. Master of Puppets. Like, bam, 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 bam. That part. Look, check it out. Let's hear it. Hold on.
We switched to Liberty.
We gotta listen to a commercial first, and then
we need a Vuvuzela version.
Here we go. Here we go. Here it is. Just over and over that part, just this.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe Gilbert Gottfried's voice. That might
of him doing what though?
Kind of kill my erection, I think.
Would it? I mean, I don't know. Gilbert Gottfried.
If my penis started talking like Gilbert Gottfried, I think I would start losing erections more often.
Really?
What if it was his normal voice instead of his typecast voice?
No, his typecast voice. It has to be his typecast voice.
Sharp yellow teeth can take a man's arm off in one bite.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be too good, man. I like Freak Five's idea, lightsaber. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest victory, or I'm thinking like. Thinking Final Fantasy Victory Fanfare, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
I'm thinking like boss music would be better, like just playing the whole thing, whole time you're like getting hard and then you're doing it. Like
which like thing. Just boss music? Final Fantasy?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do it hard at that point.
boss music, here we go. Final Fantasy boss music. Every time. Here, let's do a,
Final Fantasy VIII boss music.
Final Fantasy VIII? Alright, hold on. Let's try that.
Notes of that one.
Let's try that. Boss music, here we go. Hold on. Boom. This one, I think. Force Your Way.
Yeah, well, that one.
This one?
Bam. So you got fucking beat.
I like that. That's pretty good.
It's also called Force Your Way. That's why I went with
Force Your Way. There you go. Yeah, I like that. It's kind of got a funky porn vibe
that,
to
that,
it.
That like little music they had in the background.
Oh yeah, like it, that's like flute, right? Like you could play that in real life with flute. That's pretty awesome. I like that. What other ideas? So Eric, what would you have? Like every time you got hard, like what should be the noise?
The Mega Man Buster Charge sound effect.
Mega Man what?
When he charges up.
Oh, Mega Man Charge?
His charge buster shot.
Yeah, when he's holding his cannon, it's like
or the sound effect of the shot itself, either of them.
Oh, I know which one you guys are talking about. Hold on, like
Big Mac's one specifically.
Like this one? Hold on. I think that works really good too, man.
That sounds like a kind of like you're turning your dick on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lightsaber.
I like it. Okay, all great choices. All great choices. All right, so let's move on to this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Breakman, what you been playing?
Mostly the same stuff. More of the Rogue Stormers. I've gotten a lot farther in the game now. Even though I'm playing by myself still, but whatever.
Playing by yourself. That's nothing new to you.
Of course.
I said that's nothing new.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what else have I been playing? A little bit more Borderlands. Mostly it's been Rogue Stormers, though. Just because I can, like, veg when I'm playing that game. I just sit down like, oh, I just need the sticks to play this game. This is easy. I can do this.
Oh, I got a homie discount for you guys.
Mario's okay. Sliding down the flagpole.
What's your homie discount, and then I'll play this.
Payday 2 is free on the Epic Games Store, and the two games next week that are free are Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition and Guacamelee 2.
Oh, good. Those are great games. Here we go. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I like that. That works.
It sounds like you have a weak erection, though.
Yeah, maybe this one's better.
It's not as strong as some of the other ones.
Hold on.
You
gotta have the fireworks at the end, because then it's a celebration.
But you use the pipe entry sound effect.
Oh, pew, pew, pew. Pipe entry sound? Hold on.
Or the pipe exit sound.
Pipe exits. Hold on. Pipe exit. Hold on. Exit sound. Oh, here. Mario exiting pipe sound. Here we go. Right here. Wow. Okay.
That's the losing your erection sound.
Yeah, that sounds... That's a little too...
What's the one entering sound like then?
Hold on. I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
I think its pitch is slightly different.
Maybe. I can't get it up. entering. Hold on. Entering. Let's try it. Entering. No, it's the same thing. Yeah, here.
Use the mushroom sound then. Huh? Or it's a power up collection sound.
Well, your levers are getting bigger, so.
Yeah. Oh, the power up?
Yeah, when you grab a mushroom, power mushroom.
All right, hold on. Ugh. You guys are.
When Mario does some drugs, baby.
When he does those shrooms?
Mario Viagra.
Viagra. Mario Viagra. There you go. Bram, bram, bram. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that works. But yeah. Or you know what is even better? The invincibility sound. That'd be great. All right, that's too much time on sound effects.
That's the fucking victory lap music.
Yeah. Eric, what have you been playing?
I finished Tears of the Kingdom, and I decided I'm going to write the review first, and then do the audio review to go alongside it. Because I want my thoughts fully formed for that audio review.
Okay.
So it'd be easier to write it down first. So I didn't do it this week. A game I can't talk about until the end of the month.
Oh, a redacted game. I like it, Eric. Pretty good so far?
I really haven't played all that much of it. I got through the prologue, and now I'm just on chapter one.
Okay. I've been playing more Breath of the Wild. Now I kind of don't know what to do. I'm just trying to find more shrines. I know there's more shrines out in the world. I'm missing a ton, but...
I would, if I were you, I would try and go for maybe the dungeons, because each one, the animal, giant animals you go into, you get a power-up from each one of those.
Wait, yeah, especially Revali's Gale. You should probably hit that one first.
What are you guys talking about?
Go to the wind dungeon.
The wind dungeon? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Each town has their own, guardian thing. It's a giant dungeon and shaped like an animal. Like, there's an elephant.
It's the area near the Rito village.
Are you talking about,
the Divine Beast.
Yeah. You're talking
about Divine Beast, yeah.
You have to, those four... I beat the elephant one, but I haven't done the other three.
Okay.
But I don't know, man. Those are a little... I don't have enough hearts, I don't feel like, okay, to...
I understand. Yeah.
I don't know. The wind ones were only the easiest ones to do. The wind and the water ones are the easiest.
I don't know. I'm just not good enough yet, I guess, to do all
those
things.
You're going to need some you actually went through the electric part. You're going to need some electric protection to get to the wind one, though.
I got a couple of electrical protection items. The helmet and the jacket.
Because you have to
jacket.
Fight Thunderblight Ganon at the end of the wind
you know,
Donna, I think.
I do have a quick question. How do I get into Gerudo? I can't figure it out. I tried.
You need to make flameproof elixirs and get the hell out of the city as soon as possible. Wait. Then buy the suit that makes you flameproof.
Oh, is Gerudo the rock people? I thought that was the women.
Oh wait, not the
Gerudo. Women. The women.
There's an oasis before you go into. There's a guy somewhere in that town who will teach you how to cross dress.
And then once you get,
he'll
there,
give you women's clothes and you can use that to sneak into Gerudo.
Yeah.
Okay, but where is the Oasis? Because that's what I was looking for.
Right on the way. It's the path straight from the I guess you come from like the from inside the mountains.
The Oasis is roughly area. In the center of the desert.
From there to the castle, it's right in the path. Right in the
The Oasis is roughly in the center of the desert, and the Gerudo town is west of that.
Oh, and I will tell you a secret. If you keep going past the town in the exact same, like, just keep going straight past the town, you'll come to a giant ferry.
Yeah. Oh, one of those ferry, like, things, like with the sisters, that thing?
Yes.
Oh.
The one who, the more you give them money, the more sexually active they get towards you, like shoving your face into their boobs and stuff.
Really? Yes. Sweet. I know they kiss you.
They upgrade your armor, and the prices get increasingly bigger.
Yeah.
Prices get bigger and their actions change.
The chest opening is pretty good, Freak 5 says. That's what Mrs. Freak, like, wants for, like, every time in her husband has an erection. The chest with the rupee. Which is a good choice.
That's just because she wants money to come out of his dick.
She wants his dick to shoot out rupees instead of...
I hate the chests that only have a single rupee, though.
This is bullshit.
I know! I ran into a couple of those.
There's Tears of the Kingdom where there's, like, one genuine chest in a room full of chests full of single ruby chests.
And you know what else is bullshit? That guy that... It was a throwback to the very first Zelda game, but there's a place on the beach that you can go and gamble, and it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, I think I lost almost every time I played that stupid game.
Yeah.
I get lucky more often than I'm not when I play that.
Oh, fuck. Fuck that game, man. It's fucking bullshit. I played 3 times, lost all 3. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's 300.
It's usually the left that is the winning one.
The left? I'll have to remember that. Okay,
the
I played
the right Breath of the Wild.
But yeah, find the Oasis, and that's the key thing. When you're coming out
So
of the,
just like when you're going into the desert on your way to Gerudo, you run into it, is what I'm saying?
If you're coming out of the valley of the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a stable. I forget which stable that is. You go from that stable and you just head straight. Just like it's a straight path.
Okay.
Also, you'll know you're close to it when you hear the shrine detections when your sets are going off.
There's a shrine there? Cool.
Yeah. It's on the outskirts of the town.
Cause there's
you have to climb up a building to get to it, though.
That's not the one with the chick that's, like, dying of, you know, thirst and...
No, there's another one before that.
Before that, okay. All right, because I was like, Jesus. All right, let's move on to reviews, guys.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Break, I didn't see anything under review.
I just got a quick one. I watched the second season of... Vox Machina.
Oh, Vox Machina. Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic show. I agree with everything Frank said. It's so good to finally see, like, Western creators making cartoons for adults.
Yes. Yes. And it is definitely an adult cartoon.
Yes.
And it's great.
And not just, like, comedy. Like, we've had South Park forever and stuff like that, but just, like an action adventure cartoon, for instance, mm-hmm. you know? Things like this, and like the last season of Samurai Jack, and
Primal,
Castlevania, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, Skotoma's in there. What's up, Skotoma? I mean, we've talked about this forever, haven't we, Break? Like wishing that we could have like more adult. Oriented material. I'm doing much better this week, Skotoma.
Now we're finally starting to get in. It's good. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I'll be better when I get my car. I'll be perfect when I get my car, Skotoma. It sucks not to have a car. It really does, man. Okay, Eric, your review of Transformers Rise of the Beast. Apparently you saw it today. Try not to spoil.
No, I saw it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
It's really, really bad, like the last Transformers movie. Then I think you should spoil it.
What do you mean the last Transformers? You never saw Bumblebee. Shut up.
Bumblebee was good.
You act like Bumblebee doesn't exist.
No, Bumblebee was good. He's talking about like the Bay movie.
Bumblebee wasn't called Transformers. I'm talking about the last Transformers.
Yeah, Eric.
The Bay Formers. The worst
possible conclusion.
Calm yourself down. Yeah, let's.
Just like Bumblebee though, it is made by the same studio, so it's got a lot of the characters have the same look. But thankfully, the director was smart enough to color code the Transformers so you could tell who's who at almost all times.
That's good. That's at least good. Is it bayed up? In other words, explosion after explosion.
Well, the climax of the movie, the third act. There's a lot of explosions, but not really.
All right,
but like I mean, enough for like the scene that you'd expect it to be there, but not everywhere else. It's relatively normal.
Okay, good.
Level.
Skodema says I'm playing Sea of Thieves with my boys. Yar.
And the human characters are done well, much like Bumblebee was. Okay. And I think the director is actually different from the director for Bumblebee, but they did some decent work beforehand. So
I was utterly shocked at Bumblebee. Like I gave it a shot. Because I hate those Transformer movies.
And they do something in the third act that's a callback to the 80s animated movie.
Oh. That's
and,
cool.
In weird ways.
So when you say weird ways, you mean Weird Al?
No, not that.
Stupid from the Transformers movie?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the movie is kind of weird and stupid, but it's got a basic we gotta find MacGuffin plot, but like that's something that plagued a lot of Hollywood films anyway. Mm. But they also are trying to do an MCU style thing where they're trying to mix two different franchises together, but it's not as ridiculous as you think because they've actually done this before already. But that's all I can really say about it. But I mean, it's Hasbro. Like, use your imagination. The movie's a bit long in the tooth towards the beginning, but it picks up and it pays off at the end in the third act where all the interesting stuff happens, and it really does feel like Transformers at that point, you know. And which is one of the complaints I have about Bumblebee, because as good as that movie was, there wasn't a lot of them doing stuff. And like another minor point I have against the movie is that for a movie called Rise of the Beast, there wasn't enough maximal action going on. So a lot of the Maximals didn't have spoken dialogue, so they didn't get to say much or do much.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah. Maybe like if this movie does well enough, the next one will have them doing more.
Well, Grimlock in the other Transformers movie when he brought in the Dinobots. Like, oh, cool, Dinobots! Grimlock never said a goddamn word.
And Ron Perlman as Optimus Primal is just weird. I don't know why they couldn't use the voice actors from the actual Beast Wars show. I mean, some of them are retired, so that's kind of probably the reason why. But I'm sure that the people of Ocean Studios, like Ian Corlett, could probably reprise his role as Cheetor. And I get Michelle Yeoh as Airazor is decent, I guess.
She's good in anything. I think she'd be fine doing almost any voice acting. She's got a great voice. They didn't use the Cullen for Optimus Prime?
They used Cullen for Optimus Prime, but Optimus Primal was Ron Perlman.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. I was going to say, that's some bullshit. That dude can still bring it, man. He's great.
Yeah, they could have used the old voice actor for Optimus Primal, but like they kicked him out of the franchise, basically. And he's kind of sour about that.
I would be, too.
Because, like, we all complain about how they make actors do voice actor roles, but he's also a voice actor and an actor. Because I think he was in, like, Eureka as, like, the... Or maybe Stargate as the general or something at one point.
All right, so what are you giving Transformers Rise of the Beast, Eric?
Giving it an 8.
All right, that's decent. That's not quite as good as what you gave Bumblebee, right? I think you gave Bumblebee an 8.5.
I can't remember. So if it's If I gave that movie an 8.5, this is an 8.5, so it's an 8.5.
I got you. Okay. Freak 5 says, had a meeting at work this week. Director of the facility mentioned that they don't want to have an unpleasant work environment. I bit my tongue. I wanted to ask so many questions. Do they mean, like, letting the entire facility know they only cared if one department lost employees, so they only gave them a retention bonus? Or how about no taking taxes out of an employee's paycheck for over a year? Yeah.
Actually, I'll increase that range from 8 to 9 based on, like, whatever I gave that. It's higher than whatever I gave Bumblebee.
All right. How about telling us that we would get a raise when we get our reviews, and our reviews are on the anniversary of our hire date, and nobody's gotten a review yet this year? Mine was supposed to be in February. Yeah, typical corporate bullshit. Skodomai, I think I got your comment about playing Sea of Thieves with your kids, man. That's great. I heard that game got a lot better with some patching, so cool. Let's see. Later on, he also mentioned that sortation is kind of slow right now because they are losing employees, and it's hard to lose experienced employees and training new ones. What a fucking shock. Yeah. Who could have possibly...
retention, not sortation.
Oh, yeah. I know. I just read it how it was.
Imagine, sorting would be as a job.
That's a job, too. Who could have possibly known that telling people that they are worth a retention bonus and then you can't retain them? Aren't worth a retention bonus, he said. Yeah, I mean...
Maybe you made sortation. Maybe I misread that. Never mind.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
So, I mean, it is what it is, Freak 5. It's corporate America, you know. All right, I don't have a review this week, so let's move on to Stinkos.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Rakeman, what you got?
I just have a couple. One of them happened earlier in the week, and I had to make sure before the show, we're talking, and you heard noise, and I said I had to make sure it was written down, but Iron Sheik died.
Yeah. That,
one of the best 80s villains, you know?
Yes, he was a great wrestling heel, man. Like, and he hated Hulk Hogan, which made me like him even better. You know, he held the title. He beat Bob Backlund, which Bob Backlund was a great champion. Dorky as fuck, but great champion, great wrestler. And then Iron Sheik beat him, and literally a month later, Hulkamania was born when Hulk beat Iron Sheik for that belt. So pretty crazy. Yeah, that's sad, man. What else you got, Break?
The other one goes to, well, there's a Sweeto that I know we're going to be celebrating. But I've seen in the last 2 days a lot of negative reaction to it. That's people threatening to go to war and threatening violence to the point where they're actually naming, like, the prosecutor's family members. And, like, daughters and the wives.
Oh, you mean of this this Trump indictment thing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, I forget the guy's name, the prosecutors, like, they're posting, like, his family information online and stuff like that. Like, this is... Like, they're a sick bunch of people out there who really want nothing more than just to hurt other human beings.
Yeah, and the FBI needs to sort those people out, man. I mean, they really do. I mean, you can't go threatening people in general. And, you know, as much as I don't think there should be any extra laws for federal employees, they're on the book, so charge them with those crimes as well, you know. I like I said, I don't like extra laws against federal employees because why should they be any more special than anybody else? But since they are on there, I mean, book them. You know, that's what I say. So, you know, it is what it is. But I don't want to report on the Trump stuff until we actually know what the charges are. I was going to...
We do know the charges.
Oh, did they list them yet? Because they were sealed. So
no, I saw something news reported there were like 38 charges in total.
Yeah, but the felony ones is what I care about, and those ones I think are still under seal. Break. I think they were supposed to come out this coming Tuesday. So before we start.
Oh yeah. They can't all the stuff that they can't say until they've formally arraigned them.
Yeah, right. Let's wait until next week to to talk about it, because I definitely have plenty to say. What else?
I mean, but my stinko is just to these people who are like going belligerent into the, and it's not just like people, or not just like regular citizens. Like, we had a politician do it too.
Yeah.
Forget which one. Some representative, talking heads on radios are going for, are starting to call for violence too.
Well, Congress needs to take care of that problem. You know, whether it's Democrat, Republican, don't matter. They need to, you know, I'm all for free speech, but when you're in that position and you're calling for violence, there is a limit to free speech. So should be no different for Congress people. So, you know,
it's not even free speech at the point. That's just hate speech.
Yeah, it's different. It reaches a different level.
If you're doing something that threatens the very freedoms that you're advocating,
you're
not then, really for freedom.
Yeah, perfect analogy, Eric. Perfect. All right, what else you got, Break?
I said I had more Sweetos than Stinkos.
All right, Eric. I was just making sure. You know, got to make sure. Eric, what is your Stinko of the week?
Just coming to the conclusion that Hiroki Kukuda is just a garbage Japanese nationalist fascist shit.
Yeah, very disappointing.
I need to explain this, because this is over a series of leaks and me, like, just noticing ever more growing concerning tweets involving him. Because the first tweet was about retweeting a news article that was in Japanese that I had to translate using the translate feature. And him saying a comment that says, how about that, right? In regards to a trans athlete being banned from practice because of their transness.
Yeah.
And me wondering whether or not it was just being done out of context, because that's all it said. But the second week...
Can you explain who Hiroki Kikuta is?
He's a well-known video game composer from way back from Secret of Mana days. He's done a lot of work since then.
Okay.
But, I really like that game soundtrack, too.
Yeah.
Or that series soundtrack. The ones that he was involved in, anyway. Yeah. But, anyways, the second week was about retweeting a tweet, commenting on a news article about one of the comments being made in the, one of the people were talking about how they didn't like, they thought foreigners that couldn't follow the rules were annoying and deserved to be deported. And if you're a Japanese nationalist, that's the sentiment you have towards people who you already have a problem with, and you wanting to be strict about the behavior that they conduct themselves with, and them not having second chances. And that's the language of fascist nationalists.
Yeah, I honestly...
And then the third week seals is this week, where he retweeted a tweet that Elon Musk made about regards to the Roger Waters situation with Pink Floyd, and then basically supporting LGBTQ. And it was an image of... basically a parody of the Dark Side of the Moon album cover, where it says Pink Floyd, Dark Side of Your Mom.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing,
man.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. Elon Musk is disappointing, period. Like,
and Musk is a fascist, so that means
he's such an out of touch billionaire. Like, there's a reason why people say eat the rich and billionaires should not exist, and Elon Musk is a poster child for that. You know, he's such a sad sack of a human being. It's crazy. All right, what else you got, Eric?
I mean, most of his kids don't even like him.
Yeah, that's true. Right. His dad doesn't like him either.
That's the only stinko I have, I think.
I got a stinko. It's my drifty Nintendo Joy-Con, the left one.
You're going to have to send it in.
No.
I'll fix it for free.
No, I can fix it myself. I just need a kit to do it. But
yeah, you can do it yourself, but I did it because of the convenience, because I didn't want to bother, and I wasn't going to be playing my Switch anytime soon. So
yeah,
I won't be missing this for 2 weeks.
Whatever. What do you do if you have a Switch Lite?
You have to send the whole unit.
Yeah, you have to send the whole unit. Yeah, yeah.
Is there a repair kit for a Switch Lite?
I don't think so, man.
You could probably do it yourself, but you'll probably void your warranty.
Yeah, you definitely void your warranty.
But if your warranty's already, like, expired, it won't matter.
Yeah,
but you have requiring knowledge of mechanics.
Yeah, I think I would send in a Switch Lite into Nintendo for one reason. It's all, sweetheart, you're pulling. Thank you. It's all one unit, so like to take the whole back of the Switch, and it would be super technical. You could probably do it, Breakman, but I mean that's one that I would probably not recommend doing.
The other thing you could do is just, you know, start playing it with a controller, but that's not really great ideal option either.
Yeah, it's not ideal. But that's the first time in my long history of playing Nintendo products that I've ever had a problem with the controller. I mean, one time I had a Waybird that had kind of a sticky button, and all I did was put moisten up a rag and like clean very, very diligently around it, and you know, put a little bit of water, like teeny, teeny bits of water around the edges, and then, you know, kind of work it that way, and it fixed the issue. So, you know, it was not a big deal. But yeah, it's really disappointing because it's only, I mean, I have two controllers, but one's not a Joy-Con. It's one of those Zelda, you know, older, like, pro controllers, I guess. But it doesn't have the same feel of the Joy-Cons. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I don't know, very disappointing. So that's my stinko. Let's move on to Sweetos. If my soundbite will ever decide to play.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Alright, Break, your Sweet of the week.
Hey, you said you didn't want to talk about it, so just real quick, the indictment. I'm happy about that.
No, I don't mind talking about it, but
it's fine because I know, like you said, we don't know all the details yet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this is just one of the many investigations that's still ongoing. Anyway, normally I don't celebrate death of anybody. The only time I could ever celebrate somebody's death was when Bin Laden was killed.
Yeah.
This other person, I wasn't going to celebrate their death at first, but then it was reminded to me repeatedly how this person celebrated the deaths of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily celebrated the deaths of other people. And that's one reason that I decided that I'm going to celebrate their death. The other reason is the people going out of their minds saying how great of a man this guy was.
Oh, God, please. If it's who I think
Pat
it is.
Pat Robertson was one of the worst human beings who's ever lived.
I agree with you.
I'm also entirely believe he lived as long as he did due to spite alone.
he's a piece of shit racist fucker.
Racist, homophobic, yep. Sexist, like pretty yes. much every fic you can think of.
And he's a thief too.
He seemed to be recovering from that, like near the end of his death. But it wouldn't have been enough to salvage his reputation.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Scotoma says his Sweeto is that Elon is such a badass. He's an ass for sure, Scotoma. You got part of it right. What else?
Celebrating especially like gay people like dying of AIDS, and then blaming gay people for 9/11 and shit like that. Just he's all around ass.
The rhetoric that Pat Robertson spread, and the amount of money that he amassed from people that shouldn't be donating to pieces of shit like that, let alone.
And with that money, he was able to do a lot of political influence. Like, he turned the party into, like, the Christian party.
Yeah, yeah. It should be. Both parties should not be related to any type of religion.
I wouldn't be surprised if you partly inspired Joel Osteen, too.
Well, I mean.
Well, probably, but I mean.
Or Peter Popoff.
You're hurting, sweetheart? Still, that's fine. Just put the gauze. Bernie had a tooth pulled today, so she's just kind of.
Sorry.
Yeah, it sucks, but I mean, the pain from the thing is probably, you know, I mean, ugh. I had toothache last week, and I know how it felt. And she had the same thing. She was making fun of me, like I couldn't like really talk or sing or anything. And then she's experiencing that same shit this week, man. It's crazy. So. All right, yeah, so Pat Robertson, what else you got, Break?
He's dead, fuck him.
Yes. Uh-huh.
piece of shit. Anybody celebrating, go fuck themselves too. Another achievement. There was another game I played this week. Think of it. I didn't bring it up. I actually didn't bring it up on purpose because I wanted to save it for a Sweeto.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard to do a certain thing in a video game.
Did you do what I think you're going
to
say?
For a very long time, I've been trying
Breakman.
To do something specific.
No way. No
what,
fucking way.
What do you think I would be talking about?
Right? Friday the 13th, did you get 100% of all the kills?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, he did it. What was the final one?
I just realized today's June 9th, so it's 699.
Huh, that's pretty good. Nice, I didn't know that either. But yeah, like I think the last kill was it was me using a fire axe,
sweetheart,
shoving it into their jaw from below, like swinging it back, like swinging it up,
yeah,
and hang him in the jaw.
Oh, nice, very very nice.
And as soon as it started, I heard a click and like,
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Yes.
You never thought you were gonna get that, did you?
No, great. I didn't. I honestly didn't.
That's really cool. I'm glad you got it, man.
It's so relieving when I got that. Like, yes. Fine.
You basically had to do that twice. That achievement twice. You got so close the first time, man. That sucks. Oh man.
Yes. All right. I wasn't gonna do it the second time, but like I just kept kind of playing the game and I was having fun. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. Well, I'm over 60%. I might as well go for it again at this point.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it, man. That's really cool.
It's done.
We were all worried that you weren't gonna get you were gonna get up to that same point and then same shit happened.
Yanking away from you.
Yeah,
I'm glad I did it before the news I read earlier today that apparently they've officially lost the license and 2024 will be the end of Friday the 13th game.
No, they're not gonna. Oh wow, 2024
license. It won't be able to. You won't be able to purchase the game anymore after.
Oh, I got you. But you'll still be able to play it, right? Like,
I don't know if it's going to be delisted or not.
Delisting would be.
I would think it would be.
I know they got a new Friday the 13th game in the works, which is pretty exciting. But all right, what else you got, Rake?
The other one is actually more of a lull than a Sweeto because it shouldn't happen. Well, Utah banned books earlier this year.
I saw this is great.
Books that were just too racy and too sexual or whatever for children, stuff like that.
Yes.
And the rule is that now parents can call in and they can complain and have books banned.
Yes.
So we've talked many times about how horrible book banning is. It's a ridiculous thing. It's the mark of fascism. The fucking Nazis burned books. They that was one of the first things they did was pull the books before burning them.
Yep.
So anyway, somebody decided, well, these fucking assholes are going to be fucking douchebags. Let's fuck with them, and they called in and they got the Bible banned from school.
I thought about this, and I was disappointed. And I'll be honest with you. Breakman.
Right, I was like I said, this is not a Sweeto because I don't want to celebrate this because the whole book banning thing pisses me off.
Yeah.
No, and it's the most anti-democratic thing we
can possibly. I agree. And I was disappointed.
I think somebody using their own rule to spite them.
Yeah, I agree with somebody calling in on that and them actually doing it. But see, this should bring credence to the fact that none of it should have been banned.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, because you open up that can of worms, and the government's going to start taking more and more away from both sides, right? Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, religious, not religious.
Yeah, a lot of people calling for, like, bans don't seem to understand that. Like, you know, now they're going after stuff we don't like, but, you know, they might go after the stuff you don't like, too.
I mean,
just after us now doesn't mean you won't be a target later.
And see, they're under, okay, Christianity in general is under the guise, you know, these people that are very evangelical. I have no problem with it, by the way. But the ones that are evangelicals are the ones that push for these book bans, right? Well, now, I mean, they didn't think ahead because they cherry picks stuff from the Bible to teach the flock, right? So they'll tell you all the nice stories, the John 3:16s of the world, the Genesis, the, you know, the creation of the world, Noah's Ark, and all these things. But they won't teach you about Lot and his daughters, about the, you know,
the fact that they used electricity as a sledge against gays, and how it's considered an abomination when they were really talking about just being a pedo.
Well, that, and then, like, there's a story in the Bible, and I forget which passage, but it involves, like, these two young men or boys, depending on your interpretation of whatever. It involves these two kids making fun, or these two young men, or whatever, you know, whatever version you follow.
Baldy head story.
Yeah, where they called the guy, listen, Eric, where they were basically making fun of a guy, an older gentleman with bald hair, you know, the go forth thou bald head. And God is very vindictive. He sends down two bears not only to kill those people, those two kids.
By the way.
Well, it depends on your interpretation. It could be young men or kids, depending.
Young men back then were probably still.
Well, okay, I'm just being fair here, Eric. It doesn't matter either way. Let's say they were old men making fun of another old man. You send down two bears to kill these people for making fun of somebody. I'm not saying it's right. Like, I don't like to be made fun of.
God sounds more like a demon instead of, you know, the guy he's supposed to be.
Right, so
the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is not convincing the world that he didn't exist, but convincing the world that the book of the Bible is actually a holy book.
Well, look, Eric.
He wrote it.
Eric, the point I'm making is, so God sends down these two bears to kill these two kids, and not only, he doesn't stop there, he sends those bears to the town to kill, I think it was like 13 other kids, just to prove a point, right? And they won't teach you that. And I've been through, I was a Southern Baptist, so I got to hear all the sermons, you know, and I never heard about these stories until later in life when I started reading the Bible myself, you know. So I mean, you gotta teach all of it, right? And so that's what I'm saying about that. Breakman banning books, you're absolutely correct. That is the first form of fascism. When you start banning books, then you start burning them. That's, I mean, then you know you're on a fascist.
People learn, they realize how badly they are being exploited and oppressed.
I mean, it's terrible.
And they don't want that, so they keep you stupid.
Yeah.
They keep you compliant.
So the Bible being banned is a perfect way of countering this. So if you want the Bible back, just get rid of those rules. Right? And just monitor what your kids are watching. Like, I know...
Like we used to do. Like, right. It was like, remember when your parents used to sign permission slips for you to do stuff?
Yeah. Like, even go on a field trip or sex education.
I don't know why the people...
That's not a perfect solution either, because the parents need to educate themselves too. Otherwise, the parents are just going to be banning stuff for no reason.
No, but the parents have a right to...
Right.
I mean, if they're... Let's say you're let's say you're a right-leaning religious evangelical. You definitely have the right to say, I don't want my kids learning, you know, I don't know, Clockwork Orange. Like, if a teacher was going to show Clockwork Orange in school, obviously that wouldn't be appropriate for a kid to watch.
I wouldn't, because, like, kids those age probably wouldn't have a hard time actually learning about the subject matter in those books in the first place.
How dare you, Freak Fight?
It's definitely a teenage story level.
No, I understand, Eric, but the point remains the same. If you're under 18, maybe these are some of the themes that you shouldn't be reading, you know? I mean, look, for goodness sake, like, I took English in high school, and I read things like Grendel and Beowulf and Homer and the Odyssey, and I read history in history class of the Romans, and how they used to have like steam baths, and, you know, all this crazy shit that actually happened. I mean,
I remember hearing about an article about a year ago about a comic book series called Mouse, and it's about mice, but it was like quote-unquote Nazi Germany, and it's about how bad Nazism is.
Scotomus says, yes, we need all these those books about being a Nazi back. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't personally recommend those books, you know, how to be a Nazi and all this other shit.
Or rather, how not to be.
How not to be would be a great, great thing to do, but I just, I mean...
An example of a bad example.
If we can't learn from history, then what are we doing, you know? I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I'm very, very against book banning and all that stuff. I think that parents should be very aware of what their kids are reading or what they're looking at online. And
well, I remember, like, when anytime there was a reading assignment in school, like, I had to get my mom's permission before I could read a book and shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, like Garrett said,
we could get a sex ed, we had to get our parents' permission. Yep. Like you said, field trips, we had to get our parents' permission.
Yep. Yep.
I don't understand what has changed in the last 40 years.
It's laziness. It's like, we think these books are bad, you shouldn't read them, and that's it. That's the easy way out. Well, now people are fighting back. They're saying...
Like, you're choosing for everybody. Like, right. No, that's not the way it used to be. It used to be the parents got to choose what their kids were kids could read and couldn't, you know, stuff like that.
And it's a shame to not learn, you know, stuff. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just that we can go on and on.
Parents and children can read this material together, so they can all be on the same
You got
page.
Anything else, Blake?
What?
Scotoma's right. He says we obviously don't learn from history. You see how this country
and
is going.
Only he applied that to the LGBTQ issue.
Well, look, Eric, he's right. I mean, this country's not headed in a great direction, and it doesn't really have anything to do with identity politics. It has to do with money, Lebowski. It's all about the money, all right? Corporations are ruining this country. And the billionaires and the millionaires are ruining this country.
They have bought our politicians.
Yes.
They've bought our judges.
Yes.
I mean, what haven't they bought?
Right. The Perhaps presidency, too.
For the Frank fact of the week.
Frank dictated the Bible to the monks. How dare you, Freak Five? All right, Brake, what else you got?
That's it.
Eric, yours is pretty much the same as one of Brake's, right?
Yeah, Pat Robertson dying.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of Pat Robertson. I thought he was extremely hateful and spiteful. Individual under the guise of religion.
He did well claiming love and peace.
Yep. My sweeto, Nuggets are two. I was kind of disappointed they lost game two by 3 points. It was kind of heartbreaking in a way because I'm like, oh boy, they just wrestled home court advantage away from the Nuggets, and now I know how this song and dance goes, right? But they come back in game three in Miami and won, so now we're back to 2-1, so we're two games away from winning an NBA title, which I never thought I'd see the day. So I'm pretty happy about that. As a matter of fact, in about 8 minutes, they'll be tipping it up for game four.
I got another stinko this week. I just found it.
All right, hurry up, Eric. We got stuff.
Cartoonist and artist Ian McKinty, known for his work on Adventure Time, Bee and Puppy Cat, and Invader Zim, has passed away at the age of 38.
Holy shit, that's super young. Wow.
He was like in his teens when Invader Zim came out.
Scotoma. Frank is hardcore Bible thumping. Yeah. Always. Always Scotoma. All right.
I got one more stink out.
Yes.
Eli Lilly? It's Ellie De La Cruz. Yeah. New Bengals Red rookie who's.
Oh, yes. Ellie.
New Reds rookie who's tearing shit up.
Yes. That's a stinko? I thought that was sweeto.
Sweeto.
All right, cool.
I didn't say stinko. Eric said stinko.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Yes, he's really good, man. I was very impressed with him.
Ellie. Is Ellie or Illy?
Ellie. Yeah.
Ellie. Okay. Ellie.
Bible humping. Eric. What are you...
Disgusting. That's gross. Why don't you do that with a Bible? You might get a paper cut.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to our free for all.
It's a free for all. It's a free for all.
Freak says, my stinko is and I'm spending the weekend at my Trump loving grandparents' house. Just don't talk about politics, man. You'll be okay. All right, let's get in.
They're gonna lose their minds this weekend, dude. Yeah, Like, this is not the weekend to be around Trump supporters, I'm guessing.
Oh, God, I know. All right, here's round two of our most annoying video game character. Maybe we can extend this to real life, annoying people, for another tournament idea break. Let's do round two, and then if we have enough time...
You know what? We should do worst politician.
Oh, God. As long as you include equal parts Democrats and
Right now my dark horse would be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yes.
So let's go start the tournament.
Yeah.
First round, we have Baby Mario from the Super Mario World 2 versus the Magic Poop.
That's so blasphemous. Scotoma, he says, roll a joint with the Bible page to really get the spirit in you. Hey, Scotoma.
Drink alcohol, because that's all there's spirits.
Wait, that in a movie. What movie was that?
So wait, is the Holy Trinity a blunt, some kind of alcohol, and then what's the third one?
Hey, Scotoman, have you ever done that, man? I would think that paper's not good enough to, it's too thin, man. It would burn too quick, wouldn't it, Scotoman?
Like, use the Bible manga instead.
Use the Bible manga, yeah, there you go. I stopped the dispensary. Check this out, that's another quick sweeto. I got watermelon gummies and cherry gummies from Freak Five's dispensary. And it's called The Dispensary, I think. It's pretty cool, man. You can order it straight from his dispensary. It's really cool.
But what kind of watermelon gummies? I got watermelon gummies, too. I'm a
dude, these are... It costs $29, which sounds really expensive. But check it out. It's they're called Mellow Fellow... 800 milligrams.
Holy shit.
Check this out. Delta 9 THC plus CBD. So it's basically one ring is 40 milligrams, like equal part CBD. So 20 milligrams THC and 20 milligrams CBD, and they're fantastic. These are the best gummies I've ever had, period. They're great. I've heard from a lot of people that the pages of the Bible are great for joints. Okay. I'll have to try it one day, Freak 5. All right, round one, let's go. Baby Mario versus Magic Poop.
You can start.
I think Magikarp. Who's starting, Break? Did I lose you guys?
No, we're still here. I'm still
here.
Can
you not hear me?
No, I couldn't for a second. I hear you now. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Break?
I'll go ahead and start then. I am going to go with Baby fucking Mario.
Yeah.
Because off of Yoshi's back. I know it was to motivate you to get him back on your back as quick as possible.
Oh,
but
God.
It motivated me to turn the sound off on my TV and quit playing the fucking game.
Do they have caramel apple in those same ones, Freak Fight? Because they do, man. Those would be fantastic.
Mm.
All right, who's next, Break?
Yeah.
Baby Mario, man. It's not even close for me.
Yeah.
Baby Mario.
Yeah.
Baby Mario is just...
Spawned all the other baby characters, so fuck Baby Mario.
Yeah. Alright, what else we got?
I've renamed him Baby Shitbag. next we have Mr. Rosetti from the Animal Crossing series.
Rosetti.
What did I say?
Rosetti.
Did I say...
Yeah, it's Rosetti, not Rosetti.
I spelled it Rosetti. I don't know if I said Rosetti. Oh, wait, anyway. Versus the Medusa Head, the all-around annoying little bitch. Mm-hmm. Frank, you can start this one.
I'm going with Medusa Head because at least Mr. Rosetti is kind of doing his job, making sure you're not cheating, even though he is super annoying. Medusa Heads are just annoying because you'll be on a fucking platform, and sure enough, it's just perfect enough to get you off of that platform. So The Medusa Heads are, you know, just, yeah. How much do those cost, Freak 5? All right.
Eric?
Going to vote for Medusa Head, too.
Yeah, I then got to agree with you guys. Make it a trifecta. We're agreeing on everything so far. Those fucking Medusa Heads are the worst. This one might be a split, but then again, I could see us all going for the same one. We have the ultra annoying Snow, I hate his fucking guts, versus the super annoying head crabs from Half-Life, because, you're walking around, all of a sudden you can't see shit because there's a fucking head crab on you. Who did last one? I think, Frank started. Eric's your turn.
Snow and what? What are the choices?
Snow versus the head crabs from Half-Life.
Snow.
These head traps are annoying and hard to shoot, and just a pain in the butt, but I hate Snow so fucking much. He is such a tool.
Frank. I usually just, like, well, in Half-Life 2, I just use the gravity gun and just projectile something at the head crabs.
Yeah, I'm not going to break the streak here. Head crabs are annoying, but Snow is pretty fucking annoying. Except at the end of the game, he gets a lot better, but not as annoying as another Final Fantasy character, but still.
I don't actually like him to the third one where he's just super emo. I mean, I don't like him. It's just he's less annoying at that
point. Yeah,
because he's just all emo.
Oh, was this plot in the second game that he found out that she was gonna die, so he went and became a sea again and protect her, and he ended up failing anyway?
Yeah. All right. What do we got next? Break.
He shows up. Anyways, next we have Patches from Elden Ring.
Yes, versus and the Dark Souls series.
Yes, versus Baby Mario and Luigi from Double Dash, those chain chomp using assholes. It's my turn to start. I never played Elden Ring or Dark Souls games, so I have to go with Mario and Luigi. It was kind of a rule with our friends, like none of us would really use Baby Mario and Luigi because it was a dick move, because they're assholes. The chain chomp was just a bitch move. Frank, you're next.
I'm going to disagree with you, even though they are super annoying and the chain chomps suck in that game break, but I'm going with Patches because Patches is the guy that smiles right in front of your face, and as soon as you turn your back, the veneer goes away, and he's pulling out a knife to stab you in the back. That's fucking Patches for you. Patches is a piece of shit annoying character, and he's my dark horse to win this whole thing.
Ooh. There's a whole quest line in Elden Ring where He forces his hits on you if you want to do them.
Well, you're the tiebreaker.
Yep, Eric, who you got?
Like I already said Baby Mario for the reasons, and so throwing Baby Luigi in the mix doesn't make sense. I'd rather vote them out and keep Baby Mario, so I'm voting for Patches instead.
Yeah, I'm glad Patches, because Patches is my dark horse to win this whole thing.
He's an asshole. I don't like him already.
Dude, he's the worst. I can't wait till you get a PlayStation at some point, break, because you need to play the Dark Souls series. It's hard.
You can play Dark Souls on the Xbox.
I think I own one of the Dark Souls.
Oh, you do? Yeah. You should play it, man. You'll know Patches when you see him, dude. He's a piece of shit.
Next, we not really pieces of shit, more just a nuisance of this fucking rabbits.
Yeah.
They're the minions of video games, you know. Just like, come on, we don't need any more minions. We don't need any more rabbits. Just stop.
Do they even have a language, or is it because it sounds like gibberish, like the minions?
Yeah, it's gibberish shit.
Yeah.
I thought the minions actually talked. They don't. It's just gibberish. No,
they have occasional words that are in English, but it's mostly gibberish.
Mm. Okay. Whereas the rabbits is all just gibberish. Anyways, the rabbits are going up against the super annoying Ninja Turtles from the GameCube games because the games themselves were fun to play. But and I like the characters. They're from the cartoon. The voice actors from the cartoon, and it would be really good if they didn't repeat themselves every fucking second, every single fucking move they have to call out.
Skodima says,
yeah, they like saying banana a lot.
Skodima says banana.
Yeah. Oh, so fucking annoying. Frank, you're starting this one.
This is a tough one. I think I'm gonna go with rabbits, just a slight lean on the rabbits.
Eric, rabbits.
Wow, I was going to go with the Ninja Turtles because I at one point had that game on in my store and somebody was playing it and all I heard was slice and dice.
Yeah, it's slice and dice.
Over again. I wanted to yank the game out of the system and break it right in front of him. But that doesn't work. It doesn't matter because the rabbits move on.
It's only 250 milligrams, freak. 250 milligrams, not enough. I want the 800. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Next, we have my dark horse, the Flea Man for Castlevania. The original Castlevania games. He's one of the most annoying fucking characters ever. I hate him even more than Medusa heads. Especially like there are certain places you go where there are birds dropping them from the sky.
Yes.
Dropping them.
Oh God! Yes.
Bouncing all over you. There. Yep. Hate them. So
and their jumping pattern. I don't think there's a set pattern. It's just it's kind of random. So you can't really like plan for them jumping a certain way. It's like it's so random. Yeah, it sucks.
And
it's not random, but like it's random in the sense that like, well, which pattern are they going to use?
Yeah, which pattern are they going to use? It's yeah.
And they are going up against Yuffie Kisaragi, who was super annoying in the original Final Fantasy VII. I've heard she's been fixed, but a bad translation and a bitch.
And her jacking all your materia when you go into Wutai, which you don't have to do, but you're probably going to want to do anyway.
Yep. Irritating as fuck.
Well, at least in the PSN and Xbox and PC versions, you can take a snapshot of what your materia setup looks like, so at least you could fix it without having to have a photographic memory.
Oh, that's good at least. But like, yeah, that was just one of the most annoying scenes in the game. When you walk into that town, she steals all your shit, and you gotta go chasing her down. And once you finally get all your shit back, it's like, oh well, what did I have it on?
And everything's out of order. She just gives it back to you. Oh, here's some materia. I don't care.
I threw it in a bag and mixed it all up. Here you go. Bitch. You start this one there.
And if you're not careful with your choice of words when you recruit her, she'll steal your shit and run off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or she'll steal your shit, but she'll join you. Anyway.
I didn't know that. Holy shit.
It's really easy. You just like pick the top option, the bottom option, then the top option, the bottom option, and keep going until that ends.
Wow. I did not know that. You can start this one.
I'm voting for the flea men.
I am I've really talked myself into Yuffie, but the flea men is that goes back to the 80s, like a passion of hatred.
That reminds me, in Castlevania Chronicles, the X68K version of Akumo Joe Dracula, instead of the wall of meat that you find in the first level of the game, it's a wall of flea men. So they troll you.
Oh, that's evil. Yeah. I am going to put Frank on the spot. I'm going to go with Yuffie.
You're practically this is easy to for death when you do that.
This is easy for me, Break. It's Flea Man by a mile. Yeah, it's not even close.
I don't disagree. I hate that little bastard.
Freak 5 says, a few months ago, the head of security at my job was out sick, forced into retirement eventually. Last I knew, he had double pneumonia and a couple of broken ribs. Oof. Not good. All right.
Jesus. Next, we have the birds. Not from Alfred Hitchcock movie or anything like that. The birds from Ninja Gaiden. There's a specific one in mind at all. Everybody who's played the original Ninja Gaiden knows.
Oh, that's God.
Level. But the birds are, even other birds in that game are annoying because they're designed to knock you out of the air and into a pit.
Your only counter for them is the fire shield.
And next we have, the birds are going up against Porky Minch, who's a little asshole dipshit from Earthbound who... And he thinks he's the best. And he's just an asshole. I believe it's my turn. I'm gonna go with the birds. Because that one particular bird in that fifth level, Ninja, like the original Ninja Gaiden, it was such a great game. Like this, the story mode in that, like this, you had like video kind of, you know, for Nintendo body video, but it was the first game that really had like kind of a story for Nintendo game. I mean, it wasn't an RPG.
Well, more like I had a comic book set piece to the action.
Yeah.
Instead of being written in an instruction booklet, oh, here's the basic plot. We're not going to explain it to you afterwards.
Right. And that opening cutscene, that was one of the most badass cutscenes in any Nintendo.
Yeah, it was good. Very, very good.
The two ninja dueling, and the one falls at the end, like that. It's badass. I said birds. Frank, what do you want?
Porky Minch is kind of like that really annoying heel in wrestling that you can't stand, but in not in a good way, in a bad way. You just think they're pieces of shit just because they're pieces of shit. But the birds in Ninja Gaiden for sure, man. Like nightmares. I didn't beat that game because of this fucking birds, man. So the birds.
I think I had to beat it with a Game Genie because of the fucking birds.
Yeah, I didn't have access to a Game Genie.
Birds suck. Voting for birds.
The birds move on. The turds. I'm going to rename them the turds. They're the turds. The turds move on. Next they have, try this one. Poopora. Versus Tangle. I gotta go Tangle personally. He's a little dipshit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate Tangle as much as you, but like the specific iterations of Tangle I hate, so I'm voting for Tangle.
Frank,
it's Tangle. It's Tangle.
Yeah,
not even close. Tangle is one of the most annoying characters. That's another dark horse.
The bad design too, like bad art design.
Yes,
it was done on purpose though.
God, it looked horrible.
You know, I was thinking of putting Beetle on here from
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Beetle's fine.
Beetle's okay. I mean,
he is until he starts asking you for shit.
Yeah, he asks you for the Beetles.
Beetle's really terrible in Skyward Sword. If you don't buy anything, you're just window shop, he will kick you out of the store by dumping the floor from you.
Oh, wow. That's all.
Because he's basically in a flying machine that he pedals. Power.
Beetle sucks, but, you know, I don't know.
Moving on, next we have the third bracket. Ashley Anderson from Resident Evil 4. If you've played that game, at any moment you understand why she is on this list. Versus Kai Ling from Mass Effect 3, who was... He kills a character that's popular, and he's responsible for another character's death. But mostly he runs away from the fights. And in fact, Shepard calls him out on it in the final fight. That, you know, all you do is run away. Which he did, and it was really annoying. Frank, you're starting to smile.
It's Ashley Anderson. I agree, Kai Ling is a piece of shit from what I read. But Ashley Anderson...
Ashley's space racist.
She is just so annoying. They kind of fixed her a little bit in the remake, from what I can tell. But holy fuck, was she annoying to deal with, especially during the water level.
Oh, I heard you talk about Ashley from Mass Effect.
We're talking about Ashley Anderson, the girl God. Who, when you're trying to target something, happens to get in your goddamn way for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot something, she's kind of wandering around. Like, what are you fucking doing, bitch?
Exactly. And it's like next near impossible in the original RE4 to like get her to do anything you need her to do at all. At any given point in time. Yeah, Ashley Anderson.
She was a hampering on an otherwise great game.
It's a masterpiece game.
Yeah.
Break, yeah.
Ashley, Eric, what do you want?
Kai Ling.
Kai Ling, ooh, you're putting this one on me. Ooh, this one's hard.
I don't think Ashley's that bad.
Ugh. In the original game, Eric, are you kidding?
Yeah, the original is bad.
I didn't have that much of a problem with it then. It's like, really, I think the people's problem with her is overblown.
No, I think you're wrong.
I think the AI problems, what?
Yeah.
Unless her character, it was more the AI problems, like her getting...
I have a problem with the way they wrote her.
Well, that too, but she's just annoying.
Yeah, but I said less that and more of my problems were more in the execution. Mm. But yeah, that was also problematic. But, I mean, she was really thirsty, but you know, she's a teenage girl, so I kind of get that at the same time. Wow, this is on me to decide.
I do like the hot outfits that they're putting on her in the mods in the new game, for sure.
I really hate Kai Ling. He's such an asshole, but there's so many technical problems with Ashley that I just got to give it to her. Because she'd be like responsible for you for losing a fight or some shit. She's getting away. She's a bitch.
I think her AI might have been originally messed up, but I think when they re-released it on other platforms, they fixed it a bit.
Oh, on the GameCube, it was not. It was bad. She was a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
She got in the goddamn way. So for that reason alone, she moves on. Because if it was based on personality, I would have picked Kai Ling.
Yeah. Alright, what else we got?
Gets in the way, she's a bitch. Next, we have the thief from Gauntlet 2, because he's a little asshole, like his name says. He steals your shit. Something that took you probably a lot of quarters to get, because, you know, you had to fight a dragon to get your power up in the first fucking place. And he comes along and takes it. prick. versus the most infinite video game character of all time. I don't know anybody who likes this little bitch. Everybody who's played Duck Hunt has had to face this dog. He's supposed to be your dog.
Man's not best friend, more like.
Yeah, he's not man's best friend at all. He seems to enjoy your failures immensely. Yeah.
What if your dog?
Sorry, then dog. Yeah, I gotta go with dog too, because that's just, what a dick. He laughs at you.
He's worse than Muttley.
He's worse than Muttley?
Well, Muttley's a villain. Like, Muttley's supposed to be bad. This dog's supposed to be your friend. He's supposed to be on your side.
Yeah. Look, this is who I'm voting for. That piece of shit can go to hell.
Wait, maybe that could be the dick noise.
Oh my god. That's the dick noise. Well, that would be if, you know. Yeah, that for sure. So,
speaking of getting in the way, we have Slippy Toad, who somehow is always under fire and always begging for help. If he's not flying in front of you, getting shot by you because he's flying in front of you for some stupid asinine reason. I'm pretty sure he got better, and then I think he was better in 64 Star Fox, if I remember right. But in the original Star Fox, he's a little piece of shit. He is an asshole. He's a bitch. Cunt. Fucker.
Cunt.
Dick. What profanities am I running out of here? There's got to be more. So anyway, Slippy Toad is going up against the definition of male misogyny, Duke Nukem. I'm going to go ahead and start this one out. Duke Nukem, like, yeah, he's over the top and stuff like that, but sometimes he's kind of funny. Like, in Duke Nukem 3D, what he said before he's going to fight the end boss is, I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck. So when you beat the end boss, what's he do? He rips off his head and shits down his neck. That's classic. It's classy.
Classy.
I got you, Slippy Toad. Frank, you're next.
I'm going to put Eric on the spot. I'm going to say Duke Nukem just because I never liked that character at all.
Ooh, I get it. Even I love his one liners.
I hate Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem was like the worst thing about Duke Nukem 3D.
So, Duke moves on.
I didn't vote it yet.
Oh, you didn't vote?
Just,
I'm sorry.
I was just saying stuff, but.
My bad. I'm a sinner.
I think I've got to vote for Slippy.
Wow, Slippy moves on. I was surprised. I thought you really were saying Duke Nukem there. Okay, cool. Next we have the Marlboro from, I put the wrong thing in. It's supposed to be Lightning. I don't know how Marlboro got in here, because it was, I remember it was Lightning, because I fought for Marlboro, but you guys were like, no, I must have. My bad. I know I did that one. So, Lightning from Final Fantasy 13 versus, and, you know, the sequels, versus the ultimate get in the way and cause you to lose a mission, Boomer, and an entire cast of SOCOM AI people who were the worst AI in the history of video games. Just absolutely bad AI. They don't listen to you. They don't obey orders. Sometimes they'll open fire when you've told them not to. They give up your spot often. They made the single player hard to beat because they would get in your way.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, could prevent me from voting for Lightning in every round that she's available. So the only thing that's going to save Lightning is you two guys. Lightning, to me, is one of the most annoying, worst characters ever designed in any video game in video game history. I hate Lightning as a character in every conceivable way. I don't care which iteration, whether it's FF13, 13.2, what is it, Lightning Returns. She is the worst protagonist I've ever had the displeasure
So you're saying you don't like people with dry personalities?
And not only that, she didn't even look great. Normally, like, these characters, like, if you look at the designs of Final Fantasy character women, like, Lulu was a knockout. Yuna, great. You know, all of them, they look fantastic. Lightning.
Hera, Celis.
I don't know what they were going.
So you voted out Duke Nukem,
right,
misogynist, and now you're gonna follow up with this. I see.
Yes, Lightning sucks. She's the worst for me. It's Lightning.
For, Eric.
I'm voting for Boomer.
Oh, Frank, I got to tell you, I'm sorry, Frank. I know this is going to be a kick in your shins here, but I got to vote for Boomer.
You guys are both fired. You both are fired.
Lightning.
Lightning is the worst. She's the worst. She should have won this whole thing. Tifa.
Tifa looks. Go back to play the original SOCOM. Deal one level with Boomer and the rest.
I know who Boomer is, and it's infinitely better than dealing with looking at Lightning for a full fucking Final Fantasy game. Tifa's fucking hot as hell, especially in the remake.
She was the hot character. We agree. We all agree on that one.
Yeah, Tifa really. The character model in the new game is fantastic.
Like normally, we don't agree, but we all agreed on Tifa. Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, final round. One of my personal favorites and annoying. Roman Butchek, or Belichick, or Belichick, whatever his name is, from GTA 4. The guy who needs a friend badly, and he's chosen you. And you're not going to get away from him, period. Versus the Morlocks Murlocks. Sorry, not the characters from X-Men, the Murlocs from World of Warcraft, guys. They're super annoying because is really annoying, and when there's a ton of them around all year, and you think you're getting away, Eric, this is your start.
Murlocs.
I gotta go with Roman. He calls you every 5 minutes. He wants to go bowling. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to do this and that with him. He's your cousin, but I think I would have killed him. Yeah, I'd kill him if I could, because he's super annoying. Frank?
Grand Theft Auto 4 is an interesting game. I played it for about maybe 5 hours when I first got it. I thought it was a great game, but it falls into that whole sandbox. I don't know what to do next type of thing, which I'm kind of having that same issue with Breath of the Wild, but in a better way, because at least it's fun to explore. But Roman was a pain in my... That phone would not fucking stop going off. Fuck that.
You could be in a mission or on a date with a character, and you're still getting calls from the prick.
Yeah. Skodema says, you guys think the Twitter files are fake? Do you trust the medical and industrial complex? I trust science. Maybe not the industrial complex, but yeah, I definitely trust pharma, science. Yeah. Skodema, if that's what you're asking. Next part of Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming out next year. We reported that, Freak 5. We reported that it's coming out next year, man.
No.
I've been playing GTA 5. It's really fun on story mode. Yeah, it is.
Probably would have killed Roman. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? Roman versus Murlocs. It's Roman for me, Brady.
I gotta agree. Eric? I don't like the Murlocs at all.
Yeah.
They're stupid, annoying, but Roman is one of the worst characters I've ever fucking dealt with.
Yeah.
I don't have much experience with Roman. That's why I vote for Morlocks.
Just play the first like 3 hours of the game, and you'll get enough.
Yeah. Once you get his phone number, he won't stop calling you. Literally. Anyway, next we have the Hammer Brothers from the original Mario Brothers. They were worse than fighting Bowser. Bowser was easier to get past than the fucking Hammer Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or isn't there a variant of Bowser that also throws hammers at you, though?
Well, he threw hammers at you in the original. You don't remember?
That was the final Bowser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only he was the only one that had hammers, I think. Mm-hmm. I think the other ones didn't, right? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, they both had hammers. Yeah, the other ones
straight fire at you and jumped at intervals.
So, who started the last one?
No, I don't know.
So I'm doing this one. I didn't even tell you guys who the Hammer Brothers.
John Madden. Are you there, Brake? Brake Man. Did we lose him?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I think we.
Frank?
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we got you back.
I didn't go anywhere.
Well, we couldn't hear you.
Dude. He was gone on Frank's end, at least.
Yeah. Okay, what you got, Brake?
I'm sorry, I'm getting it together. Okay, the Hammer Brothers, the Mario Brothers, versus John Madden, who, if you played the Genesis version, repeats himself a lot.
Yeah.
If you watched it on television, repeated himself.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, man, just like real life, and always with the boom, which I hated, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, the recording got better over the years because he would give more sound bites and such like that. But he gave the most basic descriptions of fucking everything. Mm-hmm. It was like playing a football game when you're like playing with pros and you're having a little game, coach.
To win this game, you need to score more points than the other guys. That's was his thing. Yeah,
he's like the coach of like Pee Wee football teaching you. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I know that. Okay, shut up.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Okay, dude. I probably know more than you at this point.
I'm voting for the Hammer Brothers.
And Brothers, I am going to go with, to put Frank on the spot, I'm going to go with John Madden.
That's Hammer Brothers, man. I mean, it, you know, as much as I can't stand John Madden because he coached the Raiders, which I hate the Raiders, but it's got to be Hammer Brothers, man, for sure.
I couldn't stand listening to his commentary. He was just so annoying.
Freak says, I was in the car with my wife talking while listening. I must have missed it in regards to us reporting on Final Fantasy VII. He says, Murlocs are awesome. They are not awesome. Skoma says, I got this stripper in GTA 5 to sleep with me, and when she texted me, she couldn't wait for me to come over. I called her. Okay. She said she was too busy to see me. Wow.
Yeah, because all what? The other clients.
That game is so real, Skoma says. I think the last four Bowsers had hammers, Freak 5 says. Okay. And what about the announcer? No, that announcer was bad. Badass. Boom shakalaka. I love that shit.
Yes, I love that.
All right, and let's go. Jam.
Yeah, no announcer was as annoying as John Madden in real life and in the game.
Maybe Dennis Miller was worse.
You've got to score more points than the other opponent to win the game. Like, yeah. He said shit like that.
Yeah, he would say stuff like that. All right, let's go. We got to go here.
Anyway, next we have Abby Anderson from Last of Us Part 2. I've heard she's bad. I've never been that far. Versus The Flood, which I've always hated. The Flood. They're super fucking annoying. They changed the original Halo. Like, the game was more strategic up to that point, and the combat was. And
Bullet Sponge the game is what it becomes.
I think I'm going to start this one out with The Flood. Frank?
It's Abby Anderson, man. She's one of the most poorly written characters to come out in a triple A game. Triple A game.
I want to know more about these triple gay games. I think we might have an issue. We might
not
make some money.
I misspoke, man. No, it's Abby Anderson. She's terrible. It's really poorly written. I hope that they fucking fix it in the TV series because it was really bad in part two. The writing was so atrocious, and Abby was a big part of the writing. And the fact that they force you to play her half the game is just ridiculous. It's Abby Anderson. Not even close.
I'm going for The Flood.
Oh, Flood, God damn it. On. The two... never mind. You guys suck. Anyways.
Well, you've gotten to break some ties here, Frank.
No, this entire time I have not gotten one to go my way.
So I can't exactly trust you.
Lightning, fucking Abby. Like you guys are just... Yeah. You guys are off on this poll.
Okay. Frank doesn't want to do this anymore.
Oh my god, man, this one's really bad. But maybe I still got one in the game, so we'll see. I'm not going to tell you.
This is the last one for today. We have the Cliff Racers from Morrowind. Apparently, they are asshole dragon type or wyverns or something like that. Super annoying monster type enemy versus Ned.
Over here, over here.
Everyone knows.
Over here.
What do you think is worse, Navi in Ocarina of Time or I think it was Tattle or something in Majora's Mask, who just would chime in with like jingles, like as if they were a bell or something.
It's Navi all the way.
I don't remember that guy.
Yeah, it's Navi, man. It's not even close. Over here. Over here.
Eric.
I'll vote for Navi.
Yeah, I agree. Navi. Everybody hates her. And there's good reason.
Freak wants to know more about Break's World of Horrors game. I agree. Can you hire little people and conjoined twins to work for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I'm also going to hire real actors and real prostitutes to to act make out noise. Roles.
Real actors and real prostitutes.
Sweet. Real moans.
Real moans.
Real
orgasms. Yep, real orgasms.
Real fake boobies, you know.
Sweet. I'll real some. Fake boobies. Sweet. will there be any of this in the game break?
No laughing dogs. Dogs are banned. No
oh,
dogs.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
No, I take that back. You know, because I want to be inclusive. Furry's going to... There will be a furry section.
Eric's ring at the end of the streams always sound like the dog. Oh, man. Okay. I think that's it, guys. We're done.
I wish I had an arcade.
Going to the arcade down the way for me for my son's graduation celebration. I think it's more for me, to be honest. I agree, Skotoma. Going to arcades is like one of the greatest things ever.
Is it around one or is it an actual arcade?
I think it's an arcade. There's still a few around.
I know there's one around here that opened a few years ago. I haven't been to, but the last one I went to was the arcade bar, and half the games were fucking broken.
Yeah, you know what I say to that, Breakman? It deserves this.
Yes, I felt like I was being laughed at. You're right.
Can Trump get peed on at the brothel?
In the brothel, yeah.
He did that in real life, so why not, Freak 5? I mean, you know. All right.
If you want to make your character to be Trump, go ahead.
Let's do our plugs, because I got a Denver Nuggets game to watch. So, Breakman, plug away, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where I'm currently suspended.
You got suspended again?
I don't understand why. I just told Steve Scalise that I wished he hadn't survived this bullet shot. I mean, Jesus.
Because somebody complained about it, dude. I mean,
no, I think he complained about that one. No, I was like automatically flagged. I apparently said something like, I mean, come on. What I said was apprehensive. It was horrible.
By the way, the Nuggets are winning right now, 18-13 in the first quarter. So, you know, pretty good. Pretty good start.
I just like Steve Scalise, so I wanted to troll him, fuck with him. It was fun. Yeah. It was worth it.
All right. Eric. I'm getting echo. What the hell?
Only you, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But I do written reviews at BostonBashBrigade.com. I'm not sure I'll do my written review of Tears of the Kingdom. I might just make it a post on my Patreon account and just link it from the podcast as a part of like my audio review, because I'm also going to be doing that, and those are on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, the link to my Patreon will be in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. And giving me as little as a dollar a month, or just whatever you want as a one-time, that would help out. Or if you know somebody, you can mention them to me.
Freak5 says, I'm going to plug Bernie's OnlyFans this week. She is celebrating the Trump indictment by peeing on Frank. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I'm going to plug something I just saw a few days ago. Seems legit, Skotoma says. How dare you, Skotoma? Tenacious D just came out with a version of Wicked Game. You guys got to see this on YouTube. Did you see it, Break?
Not yet.
Fantastic, man. It's just them two just not rolling around, just running in the sand by the beach, in the water. It's fantastic.
I love the D.
Yeah, it's really good, man. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where... I'm having a hard time because I don't have a car right now and I can't go out cop watching. So, I'm still doing stuff over there though. Still, I'm working on a, case right now where, the cop shot a 14-year-old. So, and killed him. So, you know, there you go.
Jesus.
So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad. Aurora is just... It's the first or second worst police force in the entire United States, man. They're out of control, and I'm working on it. I'm working on getting them better. I'm making a little bit of headway, but nothing I can talk about now. But Doing what I can. So, all right, guys. I think that's about it. You guys got anything else?
Stay safe.
Break? Anything?
Especially if you live in Ohio, because I'm pretty sure the air quality of Columbus has gotten pretty awful. So.
Yeah, I forgot Stinko for Canada. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, the wildfires came, like, the smoke came down to Denver and covered Denver for, like, 3 days. It was awful. I can't imagine how it is.
We're in Manhattan right now.
That's crazy. All right. Break, anything else before we go? There you go. That was that song Downtown. Break is singing Downtown. Downtown. You know. There you go.
That's a kind of a melancholy song for them.
Yeah, there you go. Have a great weekend, Scotomaisas. Take care everyone, have a great weekend. We wanna see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later everybody. And when the Nuggets win a championship, it's gonna be fun in Denver. Yeah. Two games to go. Nobody's playing Diablo 4 as far as I know, Freak 5. I really want to play. It looks great.